All right, we're back here on the Dixon Sports Report. Today's show is dedicated to soccer, one of my great loves in life. I love the sport of soccer, been a soccer coach, soccer player for a really long time, and I told myself when we get close to soccer season, I want to make sure that I have some guys from Dixon County Cougars come in and talk to me a little bit about soccer. I've got Chris Cardona, head coach of the Dixon County Cougars, boys and girls.
Yes.
Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming in and talking to me a little bit about soccer today. So first off, tell the folks a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about your life growing up. You're obviously a big fan of soccer, and it's obviously something that's in your blood and has been for a long time. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, how'd you get into soccer?
Well, I mean, back in the day, rec league, Dixon rec league, we'd go up to Buckner and play, and so, you know, got on a couple of travel teams, and then or all star teams. They really, I mean, there was travel, but not like it is now.
Yeah.
And then got in the middle school, didn't really play there, just kind of wasn't for sure about it, and then. Back then, in the 90s, it was just the sophomores, juniors, and seniors at the high school. There's no freshmen. So I wanted to play, you know, for soccer. I played football and wrestling, so I wanted to play. And I asked Coach Wade Daniel. He was the coach. Jay Palace was the assistant back in the day when we first started. And so I tried out, made the team, and went from there. And loved it ever since.
You and I, we talk about soccer all the time, and a lot of people may not realize that soccer in Dixon County is relatively a newer sport. You know, I write my articles for the Dixon Post about, you know, history every week. Sometimes I dig into sports history, and one thing that I found is that, you know, baseball goes back almost to the turn of the century, you know, way back in the early 1900s. Football was also being played then,
right,
and a lot of other sports. But soccer is something that took a little while, even though it's really popular around the world, for whatever reason, really wasn't all that popular here in Dixon County. I think it was around 1990 that the program first got started.
89, 90, that year. They had a co-ed team, so that was the first official team, and then the following year was the first boys, and then they had the girls team, you know, the next fall. So so that's when it kind of all started. I remember Wade Daniel telling me the story of when he got hired as the coach. He was, you know, the math teacher, and he held up a soccer ball in the class. So this is like 89, 90, and he asked, does anybody know who this is? And you know, all day, only one person could tell him what that was. So,
wow.
Which is kind of crazy to me, you know. But, you know, I hear stories about Jay and Wade. They tell me that they got a lot of help from Brentwood High School because they were already into the soccer. They would help. They'd give them balls and stuff and other equipment, cones and stuff. So, and we were kind of in that little area. You know, it was kind of a strange district, you know, not like what you think about now with Clarksville and everything. So and then Miss Zabosian took over 94-95 season when Wade stepped down, and I was my first year in 02 when I started teaching. I just kind of was like, hey, do you need any help? Because I loved soccer, you know. I would come down in the summer sometimes and help Miss Z when I went off to school. But when I came back to teach, I was like, well, do you need any help? And, you know, I can volunteer, you know, you don't have to pay me. And they're like, yeah, come on out. So, and then the next season, Jay stepped down as assistant, and Miss Z hired me as her assistant. And I was the assistant for a while, and then took over for her, both squads. So, I had a little break there when my daughter Bella played for the middle school, and I went over to help out there, just tryouts. I was just helping out for tryouts. I was really going to look forward to just watching middle school soccer, and kind of got sucked in to being the assistant, and then took over as the head coach. And then she got up into the high school, and I was just helping out Stephen Logan. He was coaching the girls at that time when she was a freshman. And I said, hey, do you need some help? And he's like, yeah. So I helped him that year, and then he stepped down, and then I took back over doing both squads. So Been doing it since then, so.
Been a part of the Dixon County Cougar soccer program for a really long time. Yeah. And, you know, that program's really grown over the years,
as you mentioned.
Yeah. In the early days, I mean, it really didn't even have a whole lot of equipment, whereas now we really compete. Talk to me a little bit about the evolution of soccer in this area.
Yeah, so, I mean, Ms. Z tells me, or even Coach Wade and Jay, they didn't have a field. They talk about the day that Wade and Jay were going to show soccer to the student body. And so they set up this the old baseball field. It wasn't being used as a baseball field. It was just, I don't know what was happening up there. But so he said, well, Coach Overton, who was the principal at the time, said, you can host a soccer game, but you're going to have to mow all that grass right there. So they push mowed it, if you can believe that, the whole field back in the day. And they had it all lined up. They had all this money from the students who wanted to play. I think they were charging like $1 or $2. And wouldn't you know it, it started raining and it poured down, and they didn't get to have their game. But, you know, they didn't have a place. Ms. Z got us to play on the football field, which was a big deal back then. And then they built the field that's there currently with a concession stand and a track. And later on, we raised up enough money to get us a locker room, which I'm proud of. They have a place they can change. We have a place to store our equipment in. We were working out of a little closet. So, you know, a lot of interest has increased. I think we had like about 40 boys try out this year. So,
wow.
We've got 32 on the roster, which we try to generally keep around that many. So it's been continuous, you know, that season after season of 30 plus boys. So, and then just the, you know, with the MLS coming in the area now, it's, you know, you can go to actual professional soccer matches in Nashville, so, which is exciting to, you know, to see that.
That kind of leads me to my next question, is just soccer in general. Have you really noticed a difference? I know since the MLS came just a few years ago, it seems to me like the interest from this younger generation is a lot different than it was, you know, when you and I were growing up, and even in the generation since. Seems like this generation has really latched on to soccer, unlike maybe the previous generations.
I would say maybe. I mean, there's a lot of, like, my first year coaching as a head coach, those guys were really, they were playing a lot of travel, and they were really interested in soccer. They knew a lot of professional players, which I was kind of shocked that they knew, interested in a lot of that stuff. So they knew, you know, they had a lot of interest. I think more now that I think more of the public is aware of soccer, of professional athletes, you know, competing, because we do have an MLS, and they've watched a couple of World Cups, and they have been interested. And we've hosted, you know, since then in the United States, we've actually hosted a couple World Cup matches. So I would say that it's, you know, pretty popular, but it's on a different kind of level now than it was.
Talk to me about the state of the program now. You know, you coach both teams, the girls and the boys. It's now time for the boys' season. Girls play in the fall, for folks that are watching that may not know how that works at the high school level. But we're approaching the boys' season.
Yes.
Had a lot of success in the last couple of years. I feel like there's a lot of talent that's been on these teams. Talk to me a little bit about the outlook for this season particularly.
Well, we have 10 seniors, which is a plus. You know, whenever you have a lot of older guys there. We have 6 juniors, so our upperclassmen are right there. We got a lot of leaders on the team, a lot of talent, and then we have 10 sophomores and 6 freshmen. So it's funny how that worked out. 6-10, 6-10. So a lot of talent. Also talented freshmen that came up this year. So I'm excited about seeing them. They're trying to learn a new system, new way of things, and fortunately we have a lot of older guys to kind of show them, hey, you know, this is how we do stuff. That's what I've always tried to do as far as the program is, you know, keep the traditions that we had in the past when I was playing, keep those alive, and keep passing those on, and keep teaching these older guys that, and so that they can pass it on to the newcomers that are coming up. So, you know, because one day, I know it's hard to believe, I'm not going to be here, so I just want to make sure that the things that we did, you know, continue to be a part of the program. You know, sportsmanship, Cougar pride. I'm big on that. You know, doing the right thing. You knock somebody down, hey, you know, that may be good, but you need to help them up, you know, say, you know, make sure they're okay. And just playing with heart, you know, no matter what the score is. That's what I always try to do when I was playing. Just play with heart, no matter what the score, and you know, continue to work hard and improve every day. Miss Z was always like, you know, wanting to see every year what could you do to get better. In the off season, what are you doing? Are you touching a ball? Are you playing travel? Are you working on indoor? Just different things to get better. Are you running? And so those are the kind of things that I try to keep in the program, and hopefully it'll last, you know, after I'm gone as the head coach, and those, you know, the younger guys that are around, they'll be able to pass that on. Even, you know, who doesn't matter who the next coach is, they'll still have those values left in the program to pass on. So
absolutely, that's the main thing. When you spend a lot of time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears building up a program, the last thing you want to do is just see it go away.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. Now, today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We this show airs on Thursday. We do kind of schedule it a little bit in advance. You guys had a rain out on Tuesday night, I think.
We did, yeah.
Got a game today, if I'm not mistaken.
Columbia Academy.
Huh? That game's away.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me just a little bit about that, because it's right here at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you guys wanted to play on Tuesday night, but that didn't work out.
Right.
So talk to me a little bit about going into this. Is this the first game of the season?
This will be the last regular season, or preseason.
Preseason. Match. Okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this one is kind of like, well, I thought we did really well. Our first preseason match was David Lipscomb, and we ended up tying them, and then we got beat by Hillsborough our second match, 5-0. So, and you know, we've talked about it. We've gone over, you know, things that we need to change and how to approach it. And so this last match, well, you know, it's going to help us kind of fine-tune things before we get ready for Creekwood, which will be our first match. So, never played them there. They came to us last year. So, if you know anything about me, I love going to different teams and playing different teams. One thing I told my wife, Tiffany, is, you know, I like playing some of the teams, you know, but I like to branch out and see different teams. That's why we go to the Smokies every year.
Yeah.
You get a whole new variety of different teams, different players, different, you see different formations coming at you, and I love to see that very early on. With Hillsborough, we've already seen, you know, very aggressive style play. And they would send both outside backs down on the attack and try to overload us in the middle. So we've already seen that. We know how to counter that now. So I you know, even though we lost, it was still a good learning experience that we can build on, so that we are prepared for Creekwood and we're prepared to face whoever we play in the Smokies. So it's going to be interesting. They gave us a good match last year, Columbia Academy. So I'm excited about playing them on Thursday.
Well, as a coach myself, I always think it's great to play teams that you know are tough, that you know are well coached, they got a lot of talent, especially early on,
yeah,
to kind of give yourself a test. And so we look forward. Do you know off the top of your head when the first home game is? I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but
that's going to be Creekwood. It's going to be next, not this week, but the following Tuesday.
Okay.
Be hosting that one.
At the end of the show, I'll make sure that I give out the date for you.
Okay.
But yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait for that game.
Yeah.
Love to see county schools play each other. Especially,
yeah,
love to watch a good soccer match.
They tied us last year, so we're looking forward to to getting that match in and seeing what they can do this year against us.
Awesome. Well, Coach, stick around with me. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I understand you brought a couple of players that I want to talk to. You guys stick with us right here on the Dixon Sports Report. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
All right.
Under the lights, the city of performers, putting on one heck of a show. Welcome to Smashville.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service, call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties.
And we're back here on the Dixon Sports Report. We're going to close things out. We got a couple of actual soccer players here with us today from the Dixon County Cougars. We've got Aiden and Angel. All right, so we've got Aiden here on the left, Angel on the right. Aiden, let me talk to you first just a little bit. I've had the pleasure now of interviewing you twice. This is the second time.
Yes, sir.
So I interviewed you back during football season, cover two, with Justin the Preacher. Shout out to our good friend Chris McCurley. Hopefully he's watching. But we got a chance to talk to you a little bit about football. And one thing that you said to me that kind of stuck with me was that, you know, I love football when it's football time, and I love soccer when it's soccer time. Now we're up on soccer. All right, so talk to me a little bit about your feelings about getting to the soccer season, because it's totally different than football, right?
Right.
It's a completely different animal. You play goalie for the Cougars.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me just a little bit about your feelings as the beginning of soccer season approaches and kind of how that's different from football.
With soccer, it's definitely a bigger role. Like, you know, like kicking, it can have pressure, but like playing goalie, I feel like it's just like one simple mistake and it feels like you're letting, like, you know, your whole team down or whatever. But you have to have that mental barrier of, you know, not, if you get scored on, you can't just let that affect the rest of the game, you know. And but when it comes up and we're getting ready to, you know, condition, you know, that's everybody's favorite part, you know, especially the goalies, you know, they just love running. But absolutely, it's usually not too bad. Like this year, I try to run a little bit better, and God, this is probably the best shape out of all 3 years that I've played so far. And I really want it this year to be something special, because I want to try to go play college somewhere. Who knows where? I don't know yet. But it would be nice to play college somewhere. And last year, I was just sophomore, first year on varsity, you know. And there were some mistakes that I made, and I'm still making mistakes now. But I feel like I've grown a lot more as maybe like a leader or captain. I would love to be a captain if, you know, if our teammates vote on it. We all you vote, every teammate gets a chance to vote on a piece of paper, and then we put it in like a hat, and then we count up the tallies. And it's for people who have played 3 years, currently playing 3 years, or, you know, a senior, so junior or senior if they've played three or more years. And I like football, you know, it's fun, and that's like, I like playing that sport, but with soccer it's more of my passion. And so when I get to look forward to come and play goalie, you know, like I just love playing goalie. It's and I didn't even start until I was in like 8th grade. I played in 5th grade on a travel team, and then just went back to playing like defensive mid or center back. I can't really remember, it's a long time ago. But now Coach Spreese in middle school in Burns, I was gonna play D mid, but they didn't have a goalie, so he was like, you know, you got that prior experience a couple of years ago. So, and then just stuck with it.
I was wondering that. So how long have you been playing soccer? Is it as long as you can remember?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
A whole life.
Did you play over at Buckner?
Yes, sir.
That's where most of us got our start, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I used to play for Jake Carter. And then I forget his name. Coach Billy. His son plays at Creekwood. It's Matt Seiler, I think that's his name. And he's our forward, and he's really good. And we're going to have to watch out for him on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. But I think we should have a pretty solid year. Much better than last year, I think so. Because even like last year we played Lipscomb at Lipscomb, we lost 4-0, right? And this year we tied them. And that's, I feel like that's much more an improvement. They may have lost some people, and we may have gained some people. But overall, I mean, it's a much better outcome than it was last year, you know?
So since you brought up Creekwood, let me ask you a Creekwood question. You play them in football, and it's big time. I mean, it might be the biggest game of the season around here at the beginning of the year. Obviously, if you go into the playoffs, those games will be bigger. Right, but it's really hyped up. Soccer's a little bit different, you know, because Dixon's had that program, you know, kind of rolling for a long time. And Creekwood, you know, still trying to find their identity in soccer. But talk to me a little bit about that rivalry. It's definitely different, right? But it's still an in-county rivalry. How do you feel when you guys go up against Creekwood?
Definitely, I get a lot more nerves when it's with football because I feel like everybody in the county is there. You know, it's very nerve-wracking. Like, even the first kickoff there when we played them this year, I like messed it up a little bit just because I'm so nervous. But with soccer, I feel like when it comes to playing them right before the game, I'm a lot more focused than nervous. And so that way I'm not, like, you know, going to mess up and make an accidental mistake. Because I really want to play the best possible game I can play against the in-county rival. And I think it's a lot more, I think there's a lot more, little more trash talk, honestly, or might be even with football.
Really?
Yeah, it's surprising. Especially last year, their seniors, there's like forward seniors were, they were giving me some and I was giving it back. But you always got to make sure like you don't say anything that could hurt your team in a negative way or get you out of the game.
Yeah. I always say, man, there's nothing wrong with having some passion.
Right.
You just want to, you know, make sure you know where to draw the line at some point, right? All right, Angel, let me talk to you a little bit. You're a senior this year, man. And I met you a long time ago, all right, when you were just a young guy, just coming up in the soccer world. I want to talk to you a little bit about that journey because you are coming up on your senior year. And unfortunately, you know, that time comes for all of us when, you know, that school soccer kind of runs out. And then you can kind of look at the options maybe after that. But it's special to get to play for your school, your high school, and to be a senior. But talk to me, how long have you been playing soccer? Do you remember, like, picking up the ball for the first time? Do you remember how you, like, came to love the sport? Talk to me. Go back all the way if you can.
Okay. So I started my journey in my eighth grade year, actually. I was in gym class with my best friend, Ben. He got me into soccer, and he used to train me in gym class, and then he told me to try out for the soccer team, so I did, and I made the squad, made a varsity my first year, and then after that, I tried out for the high school team, but we had COVID my eighth grade year, so we didn't even get to play that much, so technically my first ever actual year was with Cardona, and my freshman year, I tried out, made the team, played JV, and then my friend Avery, he had this travel coach. His name was Brian Oif. He picked me up. He picked up me and Miguel, and then he picked up Jose and Ethan Morris later on. But I stayed with him, played travel for 3 years until now. We won state our second year. We came close to winning our first year, too. And then this year we got knocked off in quarterfinals. But yeah, it's going to be hard for this last game. And it's going to be really sad because I've been playing with my best friend since for 4 years now straight. It's been a really great time.
Yeah, man. I mean, you kind of become, you know, brothers with these guys because you're around them so much. Every day after school, you're practicing together. You're going to these games. Sometimes you're driving a long way, right? And then you're coming back. And you really develop friendships and bonds. And it's probably going to be tough, you know. But I can remember back to that COVID season, and if you wouldn't have told me that you'd never played on a team before, I'd have never known, because in my opinion, just from knowing you for a while, I think you have had a lot of talent, and it kind of carried you a long way, and you've had a great career for the Cougars. And talk to me a little bit about this season. You know, you're going into your senior year, you guys got one more preseason game, and then the real thing starts, and then it's just a countdown of games. But talk to me, what are your emotions like? How are you feeling going into this senior season?
I was really scared about this season because we lost a couple of players. I mean, we only lost four seniors, but we also lost some crucial players. Like, we lost our left wing Dean Mumo, which was he was really crucial. And then we also lost a striker named Alan Cardona because he moved to another state. We were really nervous because we didn't have a left wing. And then Ethan Morris came back. He played our sophomore year, but then he quit junior year, and then he came back our senior year, which really like helped boost up our confidence because now we have a left wing, and we've kind of figured things out. Lipscomb Academy was kind of our nerve-wracking game. We were making a lot of mistakes our first half, and then second half, you know, we talked it out. We talked as a team. We tried to like lift each other up, and then we were trying to fight for the last. We were trying to win that game, but I mean, we got a tie, which was we were down, and then Hillsborough came and they kind of knocked us down like really bad. You know, they found our weakness, and we were trying to recover from that, which we really needed the game on Tuesday against Columbia Central. Because they're a really great team, you know, we could have used them to learn a lot from them. And going into the season, I think we can do pretty good. I mean, everybody has passion because it's our last year. We're trying to enjoy it all together. We've all played with each other most of our lives, and there's some new kids with us too, which we're gonna figure out how they play pretty quick. I mean, we're pretty smart guys. I think. As those seniors, I think we got it. I think we have it in our bag.
Oh, man, I have total confidence in y'all. All right, Aiden Cardona, let me ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
What is our goals for the season as far as the team? Have you guys talked about that? You know, for some teams, it's a certain number of games they want to win. Other teams, it's making the playoffs. Have you guys talked about your goals? I'm just curious as to what we're trying to do this year.
I don't think we haven't talked about it much, but I think we all really want to win districts. Just like I think everybody would love to just win a district, our district championship, because I really think we can do it. We were the only team last year to beat the district championship champions, which was Henry County, and we beat them at Henry County 1-0, and that was a really good game for the entire team, and Miguel had a really pretty goal in that game. But what we lost to Northwest twice in the regular season at home, 2-3, and then we lost to them at Northwest in the playoffs, 4-3, and we had multiple chances in the second half to tie it and or possibly win it, you know, 5-4 or, you know, go to extra time. But I really think we want to probably all go undefeated in district, you know, and beat Northwest, Kenwood, Henry County, and then the new team, West Creek. They were pretty good last year. They tied us 4-4, and they had this, like, really good guy. He had, like, 30 goals or something like that, something crazy. So I think he's gone. So they shouldn't be as hard as they were last year, but just winning districts would be nice.
Yeah, that's usually the goal,
yeah.
You know, and for a lot of teams and a lot of sports, and I would love to see that. That would be outstanding. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. Angel, you know, enjoy your senior year. I'm glad you got to come by and we got to talk to you. You know, it's a special year, so I wish you luck. Hope you enjoy it. Appreciate you guys coming by. I'm going to take one more quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the Cougars' soccer schedule for this year, and I'll make sure that I get you the correct date for their first game at home so that you guys can come out and support these guys. We'll be right back here on the Dixon Sports Report.
We thrive under the lights. The city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Welcome to Smashville.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7 service. Call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties.
All right, we're back here on the Dixon Sports Report, ready to close things out. But before we do, I want to give you a quick rundown of the Cougars soccer schedule. Appreciate those guys coming by. Coach Cardona and the boys stopped by today. We appreciate that. And let's go ahead and give you a quick rundown of their schedule. March the 12th will be their opening game against Creekwood. And then those boys are going to head up to Gatlinburg for the Smoky Mountain Cup. They've got a few games scheduled out there over a few days. We'll play Henry County at home on March the 21st. And then spring break. After they come back from spring break, there are several home games there in April. We will keep you updated on their schedule throughout the season. Again, we appreciate those guys coming by and joining us today for a wonderful interview. Before we close out, we do want to say congratulations to the last team standing here in Dixon County when it comes to basketball here at the local level. It's the Creekwood Redhawks. The boys basketball team over there at Creekwood has done some amazing things this season. Great success. Very proud of those guys. They won their game against Portland just a few nights ago. The score was 53-48, and that was the region championship. First region championship for Creekwood Redhawks in school history, I'm told. And so we want to send a big shout-out to those guys and wish them good luck as they head to the state tournament. My understanding is that they will play a week from today, 4 o'clock, next Thursday at the state tournament in Murfreesboro. On next week's show, we will have more up-to-date information on that. That's what we're hearing right now. I believe their opponent will be Red Bank. But again, more information as that develops. But we do want to send a big shout-out to the Creekwood boys basketball team for getting it done and staying alive. It's March, so it's March Madness, and we're looking forward to see what they can do in the state tournament. That's going to do it for today's show. We'll be back next week with another guest and a great interview. So you won't want to miss that. We appreciate all of our listeners, all of the people who watch the show, and also our sponsors for supporting us. Without all of you, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you very much. See you guys next week.